with God. Sounds pretty cool, doesn't it? You know what? This is the time that I promised would come. And I ask you to memorize something. Remember what that was that I asked you all to memorize? I would like you to turn around and let all of us join together in professing the Christian faith and the affirmation that we have in the Apostles' Creed. Let us say it together as our confirmands lead us. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Will the church family please be seated, and will the parents and family members please come and gather behind your confirmand, please? You can turn around back to me, confirmands. Can we find room? The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray responsively. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works,
his glory among all the people.
Pour out your Holy Spirit and bless this gift of water and those who receive it to wash away their sin. And clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen.